She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny.
The Brantford Academy of Hair and Cosmetology Dirt Report.
Don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Hi, Jay.
What up, Jenny?
How you doing, my friend? Everything good?
I just got to calm down. I'm getting too excited.
Jay found out today that he has really high blood pressure.
My blood pressure through the roof right now.
But you get so worked up about everything. Like, calm down, dude.
It's 160 over 101.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's super bad.
Yeah, so you need to take your medication and you need to calm down. Go take some yoga classes. You need a therapist. You need a good, you know what you need is a good woman in your life.
Yeah.
You've been single too long. You've been running around with hoes and all that. That's a lot of drama.
It all catches up to you in the end.
You need a good woman.
Speaking of hoes, Offset is trying to get back with Cardi B, Jenny, for the holidays, you know.
Yeah, I love that. That was good. Good transition.
This is their baby culture's first Christmas, and he wants to be there because he knows how important being in the baby's life is. So he wants to be there to hang out with Cardi and Culture for Christmas.
Don't he have all these other kids? Where's the other kids going to be?
He also has three other kids from previous
relationships. Are they invited over?
I don't know if they're invited, but it does say in the story that he is trying to go see all his kids on Christmas. So we don't know how long he's going to be with Culture, but he's trying to get in the building.
He's going to go on the airplane from one to the other, to the other, to the other.
Yeah. Yeah, I would just bring them all to me. But Cardi B has not made up her mind and said if she's going to let Offset hang out for the holidays with her family. But the plans have been discussed, so we'll see. You know, he's a generous gift giver, too. So I heard that he's bringing a bunch of gifts for Culture and some stuff for Cardi if she'll accept it.
Okay.
Hope she will.
Well, like when I was split up from this guy after he cheated on me.
Yeah.
And Christmas came around just a couple weeks later after I found out he was cheating on me. I allowed him to stay over on the couch Christmas Eve.
You should have let him sleep in the car in the garage.
I thought about it, but it's like, you know, for the kids, you have to like, oh, that's their father. You got to keep them, you know, let them sleep on the couch and then be there. And
so,
I did all that. And you know what? Linda Reynolds said to me, she goes, you know what? You're a good woman for that.
I was about to say, if you were Cardi B, would you let Offset come?
I would probably, yes, allow him to come. I would.
All right.
I would.
Dope.
But maybe I'm a sucker. But I just feel like you got to do what's best for the kids.
The kid, yeah. Sometimes the women put the kids in front of the dude.
I always put my kids in front of my happiness.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'll tell you something. One day, I'm going to Jamaica, and it's going to be Stella. How Stella Got Her Groove Back. That's happening.
All right.
That's happening.
All right.
I'm just waiting until they get a little older. So Janet Jackson, she's going to join the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She's going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2019. So congratulations. She deserves it.
She was Beyonce before Beyonce.
Absolutely. So joining Janet Jackson in the Hall of Fame are Def Leppard, The Cure, Radiohead, Stevie Nicks, and Roxy Music.
Wait a minute. Def Leppard is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I guess not. Not Stevie until Nicks. 2019.
Stevie Nicks is heavy. That's what's up.
Can I tell you something about Stevie Nicks?
I like Stevie.
I don't know who Roxy Music is, and I don't know. I've heard of Radiohead. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I heard of the band. Yep.
But Stevie Nicks, to me, like, is a big deal.
She's a big deal.
Like, my mother used to play that in the house growing up.
She used to mess with Jimmy Iovine.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I found that out watching that HBO documentary about him and Dr. Dre. Jimmy Iovine was he's an ill dude.
And I like
it was
her.
A good series.
She's on American Horror Story.
Huh?
And, you know, she calls herself the White Witch.
Huh?
She's considered herself a witch, Stevie Nicks. Anyway, people are upset, though, because LL, again, did not make it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
How Tupac in there before LL?
Okay, I'm not going to have that argument with you today.
No, how is Tupac in there before LL?
Well, because Tupac, you know, people honor Tupac's
like
life. LL Cool J.
I'm talking about the art of work, the body of work, too.
LL Cool J should have been in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame a long time ago.
Tupac,
this guy's been nominated five times.
Tupac,
and five times they told him no.
He did put out a lot of mixtapes when he died. Like, he did have a lot of music and stuff.
Yo, I'm not having this conversation with you, Jay.
It was just a good...
You're not going to bring me into this conversation about Tupac. It ain't happening. All right, anyway, Hot 3 at 3 Countdown's coming up. Today, I got a family four-pack of tickets for Disney on Ice.
If for some reason you missed the Hot Morning Crew...